News of the battle reached the outside world on July 4th, 1876, dampening a giddy U.S. centennial celebration. The next morning's newspapers, ignoring all evidence, called it a massacre.
We felt that it was a great battle, not a massacre. The soldiers were going to compel us to stay on our reservation and take away from us our country. We were trying to get away from them. Runs the enemy, Cuthead Sioux.
Outraged by what was seen as an affront to their national pride, the American public cried out for immediate reprisal. Punitive expeditions were sent out, mercilessly hunting down the last free bands of the Northern Plains. Sitting Bull's Hunkpapa escaped into Canada, where they received political asylum. Crazy Horse's Oglala took refuge in the Black Hills, where the full force of the United States Army was turned on them. For months, the Army was unable to defeat or capture the Oglala leader. Finally, the U.S. made peace overtures to Crazy Horse, promising land, generous subsidies, and protection if he and his starving people turned themselves in. On May 5th, 1877, after nearly a year of successfully eluding the all-out manhunt, Crazy Horse led nearly 1,000 followers to surrender at Camp Robinson. Oglala, already at the agency, lined the route, singing and cheering. One U.S. Army officer marveled that it was a triumphal march, not a surrender.